WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you, and good afternoon from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, New York. Good to be back myself, the fifth time for five different local schools. And this is the last chance for Section 4 to come away with the Girls State Public High School Championship in their pockets. Harpersville, Lady Hornets at 22-1 this year, 11-0 in the Mid-State Athletic Conference, and three-time MAC champions, going up against a team with a huge history in their favor, the Haldane Blue Devils, 18-3 this year. They were 8-0 in their league, a great non-conference schedule like Harpersville, and these two teams both have superstars on their club. It'll be those two plus the, of course, the supporting players. You don't just play with one girl. You got to have five on the court at a time. And I think that's going to be a big factor in what happens in today's Class C New York State Public High School semifinal matchup. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Greg Davey. Glad to be back after, 2 weeks and six games away, something like that, playing drums in a couple of different musicals, one for Bainbridge Guilford Drama Club doing Grease. That was a lot of fun. And then last weekend, Crazy for You at the Out of the Woodwork Players put on at the Bainbridge Town Hall Theater. And I want to thank Harry Graves and his student crew for filling in for me. It looks like he didn't have many dramatic games, but he certainly helped tell the story on how Harpersville got to this point. And we'll tell you that as we get going. We've got a lot of great sponsors. We've got a state required thing to read to you. But right now, it's Chambers and O'Hare Auto Center tip-off show, just like every other game during the 2010-11 season. And our tip-off show is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hare Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for all of your transportation needs, including sales, service, vehicle rentals, and their famous personal attention. Call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in this afternoon's ball game. Rare to say this afternoon, but that's where we are. We just got done with a Class D game in which Chattagay of Section 10 beat Whitesville from Section 5, 51-43. I'm sad to say that South Courtright lost in the first game this morning to Coleman Catholic, 47-31. So that being said, Binghamton losing yesterday, it is up to Harpersville if Section 4 is going to claim any girls' state championships in this weekend's New York State Public High School basketball tournament, for the girls anyway. And Harpersville, as we said, riding quite a streak. They're undefeated since losing to Casanova in the first round of the Unadilla Valley holiday tournament. Casanova lost here yesterday in their Class B semifinal round. But Haldane has won 20 Section 1 championships. They know what it's like to be on the big stage, and this truly is a big stage. We'll talk about both teams more in depth. We're about 8.5 minutes away from tip-off with Harpersville, the Hornets, and Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck going up against Coach Tyrone Seawright and his Haldane Blue Devils. Stick around. There's lots to tell you about on the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Tip-Off Show on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Greg, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
At NBT Bank, we understand that when it comes to home equity, people want straight talk and a fair deal. So here it is, straight up. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. Great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first, every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We've always heard that bigger is not always better. In many cases, that's probably correct. But when it comes to laundry, bigger is definitely better. You see, if the washer is bigger, and the dryer is bigger, you could wash and dry more clothes at one time. Take Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza, for instance. They've got two 60-pound washers. Let me put it to you this way. A 60-pound washer is equivalent to six normal loads of laundry. Then you toss them in the 75-pound dryer for fast drying time. They've got two of those. The idea is that you don't sit in the laundromat all day long, especially when the weather's nice. And even if you have your own washer and dryer at home, these larger washers and dryers are perfect for your king-size comforters and heavy-duty loads. For you single-load people, Spud Suds has six top-load single washers and seven heavy-duty front-load single washers. So you see, bigger is better at Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. You know a lot about Harpersville. If we can get sneak some in at the end of this segment, I will do that for sure. But let's talk about the Haldane Blue Devils. And they are a team that's got a lot of hype. And they have a 1,300-point score on her fourth full year of varsity. According to some of the guys I talked to at Haldane, the assistant coaches and whatnot, they think that she was up in eighth grade. Hannah Gimmel is playing all 6 years of her junior and senior high school years. So, but 1,300 points, maybe a little misleading, because this girl does it all. Liz Milner is her name, number 31. You will hear that name constantly in this broadcast. 19.6 points per game. She's shooting 118 for 280 in field goal attempts from overall. 2 points is 85 for 169, so about better than 50%. She's 33 for 111 in 3 points, and more than doubles the second-place person, Sam Lissacatos. I did get pronunciations, by the way. And free throw percentage, she is 71%. Now, somebody who has their hands on the ball 80% of the time in the Haldane offense, you would think would maybe shoot more than 90 free throws, but she's 64 for 90, 71%. Look for her to get to the line quite a bit today. In contrast, Hannah Kimmel has gotten to the line 175 times, so almost twice as much as Milner, shooting at about the same percentage of 72. They also have their runner-up in the scoring is Lissacato. She's at 7.2 points per game, and Rose Mackey has 7.1 points per ball game. Mackey's a 5'11 junior. Milner is a 5'11 senior. Interesting the height that these girls have. And as Coach Kerr Ehrensbach talked to me before, he said, you know, we've always been the smaller team, almost everybody, except maybe Bainbridge Guilford. But what Harpersville has on their side going into this game, they're 5-1 against state-ranked opponents, and the only one they lost to, as we know, is Cazenovia, who was number 12 in Class B at the time, and wound up here at the Final Four, so put them in the top four, if you will. Other starters today for Haldane and Coach Tyrone Seawright is Alana McConville. She's averaging 3.5 points per ball game, and her stats really don't show anything else that's outstanding. So that's what I mean. When Milner has the ball in her hands or is always getting the rebound, there's not much left over for some of these other players, so they really are truly role players. Also starting is Milner's a co-captain, and so is Aaron Percocello. That's another tough one to remember how to say, but she's averaging 5.4 points per ball game, shooting only 42% from the line. Now, these are available on Max Preps, so Coach Ehrensbach has seen some film. Whether he has seen these statistics, I don't know, but that would be someone you might want to look to foul if the game is tight late in the ball game. Somebody that comes off the bench, number 4, Laura Campbell. She is a senior. She's averaging 1 assist per ball game, but she's only played in 15 games. So I don't know if there was an injury there or not. Off the bench will be, looking for her name, Vanessa Minardi. She's number 14. They have some number changes, so I'm still trying to work that. Minardi averaging 3.8 points per ball game, and Mackey is their second best rebounder. She's got 56 offensive and 70 defensive rebounds, averaging 7.4. So she's a 7-7 girl. Not quite double figures, but still doing a good job there. And so we will see just how much Liz Milner means to their team as opposed to Hannah Kimmel on the Harpersville varsity, because as we know, Hannah Kimmel, 2,633 points, 6 years varsity, Section 4's all-time leading scorer, male or female, averaging 30.8 points a game this year, 72% from the line, 53 pointers, 9.3 rebounds a game, 3.4 assists per game, 4 steals per game, and 2.3 blocks per game. We don't know the numbers, but we know that she's an outstanding player, Division I capable. Liz Milner is going to Fordham University, by the way, so she's also on a Division I scholarship. But Miranda Drummond could be the X factor here. 12.6 points a game, 6.7 rebounds, shooting a decent 65% from the line, and she's also got about 2 steals per game. So Miranda Drummond's presence in this game will be very, very important, because I would guess that Kimmel and Milner will guard each other quite a bit. Aaron Dietzman, Kaylee Livermore, and Savannah Murray round out the starting lineup. Great ancillary players as starters. You got Amanda Frayer and Aaron Andrews coming off the bench. Emily McElwain, of course, Kaylee Livermore, one of the top defenders. Aaron Andrews last week did a good job on the 6'4 player from Fabius Pompey. So Harpersville got here, and their toughest game was 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, against Odessa Montour in the state quarterfinals. That one was a barn burner in Harpersville. Since then, Harpersville has really stung the competition, no pun necessarily intended. So we're going to come back real quick, and actually they're doing the starting lineups right now, so we'll join that. Number 32, Miranda Drummond. Number 2 is Savannah Murray. And they do have heights now. So Savannah is a 5'7 sophomore. Miranda Drummond is a 5'10 freshman. Number 15, Kaylee Livermore, a 5'10 junior. Number 3 is Aaron Dietzman, one of the seniors, 5'8. And then Hannah Kimmel, of course, Section 4's all-time leading scorer. The winner of this game will play Gananda from Walworth, New York, in Section 5, and Voorheesville, a team that Sydney folks will certainly remember as we go along. Number 1 is Sam Lissacatos, a freshman. And I've got so many pieces of paper here, I'm trying to find my Haldane. There they go. Lissacatos is a 5'1 freshman. Number 12 is Alana McConville. She is a 5'5 senior. 15 is Rose Mackey. She is a 6' junior. Co-captain Aaron Percocello is a 6' senior. And then 5'11 senior Liz Milner, co-captain as well. Very, very large. I guess they will not be doing a national anthem because both teams are huddled up and ready to go. And we're about a minute away from the official tip-off. They have been keeping things on task, on schedule here, as long as there's not an overtime game. They have been keeping things running literally like clockwork. The game's scheduled for 12:30. By gosh, it's just about 12:30. So let's go through some special Harpersville sponsors. We want to thank Beagle's Plumbing and Heating in Harpersville, Huff Ice Cream in Sydney, Taxmaster in Afton and Bainbridge, the River Club Restaurant in Afton, 88BC Building Supply of Nineveh, and Sydney Federal Credit Union. I've got 3 more groups just like that to read. I've been here with Sydney, Bainbridge, Guilford, Oxford and Afton, now Harpersville. We get set. It'll be Milner against Kimmel, and the first matchup of the day goes to Harpersville, but nearly thrown away, with Harpersville now finally taking control, and Kimmel will start by a pass to Savannah Murray, trying the left wing to Kimmel. She backs up, goes for 3, off the back of the rim. Rebound Drummond, no, it's loose. It'll be rebounded by Rose Mackey. And here comes Liz Milner, who will have the ball as a point guard and may post up at times. Driving in is the freshman, Lissacatos, and she misses, with the rebound going to Kimmel. Straight up the court to Drummond. That's one of their favorite plays. Short on the shot for Drummond. And I can tell you this. There looks like a foul on Drummond. Which is one thing that Harpersville has to avoid. Miranda was in foul trouble last week. Aaron Andrews had to come in for her and take the 6'4 big girl from Fabius Pompey. And that's something Coach Ernzak said will be a concern. But will Haldane be able to keep up with Drummond once she gets into her mode? Bounce pass inside looking for, well, it was a pass intended from Percocello to Milner. The ball was batted away by Kimmel. And that Fabius Pompey girl, I believe, was Stevie Ray. I could be wrong. There's no designation on heights here in last week's scoreboard. We're a minute into play, and 0-0 is the score. Milner from 27 feet away, no good, and the ball batted out of bounds. It'll be Blue Devils ball. Blue Devils in the white. That will be the home on the scoreboard. White with simple blue numbers piping. Harpersville in their blue with gold numbers and white trim. Inbounds pass comes to Miller. She drives to the left. She keeps going against Livermore. The jump pass is out of bounds. It'll be Harpersville's ball. Milner making a point to the officials that it was tipped. And I didn't see it tipped myself. And here comes man-to-man pressure by Haldane. Murray gets on the good side of the defense and goes to the top of the key. Over to Dietzman, left side, partially blocked. Picked up by Drummond. It's up. It's good. And she's fouled. No, she's not fouled. I heard a whistle. Apparently not. So the first points of the game scored by Miranda Drummond off a blocked shot. Milner driving in hard on Drummond. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Erin Dietzman. Milner has to get up off the floor. She'll be the last one down the court. Kimmel driving it into the lane. Goes up with a runner. It's good. Now what I wanted to say was the shooting touch in the last game was not good at all for the Class D schools. It started out bad for Harpersville, but they've just scored two in a row on a 30-second timeout by Haldane. 6:14 to go in the first quarter. 4-0 Harpersville. The Class C semifinal action, New York State from Hudson Valley Community College, live on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Harpersville got off the snide early with back-to-back hoops by Miranda Drummond, the freshman, and senior Hannah Kimmel. There's a steal by Kimmel in the backcourt. She's got one girl to beat. The spin move and the bank shot is. No, it spins around and goes out. She gets her own rebound and puts it in. Well, the Hornets, when they have played on college courts, have gotten off to tremendous starts. Didn't happen in the first minute today, but it has happened in the second minute. 5:57 to go. And the foul is called on Erin Percocello of Haldane, her first and the Blue Devils' first. Kimmel at the line shooting 72%, and that bumps up just a tad because it was exactly 72%. Kimmel with the old-fashioned three-point play. And there's Milner with a three-pointer coming down the other side. She is explosive. So the 7-0 lead suddenly now 7-3. .542 to go. 7-3 is the score. Harpersville on top. And the coach, Tyrone Seawright, is talking to the official. Not sure. And Kurt Ehrensbeck is talking to the other official. Not sure what we're doing here, but it's going to be Haldane's ball. Comes out to Lissikatos. Going to have trouble with that name, am I? I hope not. Milner, who can hit from anywhere at any time, is going to lull Drummond into guarding her close, and then it's rebounded off of, actually a miss off of Mackey. Livermore lost the ball on the left side. Drummond was guarding Milner very well, and then when the double team came, Milner kicked it off to Mackey. Mackey shot from the baseline, and she missed, and that's where we are back to. Miller's going to go from 25 feet. It's around the rim, no good. Rebound, Kimmel. Kimmel looking up the floor. She's got Drummond to the left of her. She passes to Drummond. Nice turnaround inside. No, blocked. Picked up, and Milner did the block. Like I said, she's the do-it-all player for Haldane, and it's going to really come down to who's the better support players. Milner goes in against Livermore, against a triple team. The stop and pop misses. Ball kept alive. It'll be Kimmel. She didn't go and get it. The ball kind of came to her. Drummond at the foul line. Stops and pops, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebounded by McConville, I guess, is 14. I told you how they have the switch of numbers. Conville must be 12, or 14, rather. She was listed as 12. There were two number 12s listed in the program. So McConville must be 14. Driving in Milner against Drummond. Nice play, but she misses. Goes for the ball. It's tipped up. Lissacatos has it off the glass. No good. It went in and out, and that's what I'm talking about. In the state semis and finals, the ball seems to have a mind of its own. Nice bounce pass into Drummond. It's going to go, and she's fouled. Miranda Drummond, who has the unfortunate task, I guess, or the big challenge, let's put it in positive terms, big challenge of guarding Liz Milner, is fouled. And I believe it's Alana McConville with a foul. Number 14 is listed. And the Hornets have their mascot out. I've never seen this. Miranda Drummond makes a three-point play the old-fashioned way. So Kimmel and Drummond each have two baskets and a free throw. Milner for three. Swish! She knew she had it. She knew she had it as she was floating away. 10-6. Harpersville's worked their butts off for 10. Milner's popped twice for three. Amanda Freyer's in the ballgame, by the way, replacing Savannah Murray in the Hornet lineup. 10-6. Here comes Milner ahead to Lissacatos. Lost the ball. Tries to get it back. She's on the ground. There's going to be a possession arrow. It should be Haldane's ball because Harpersville won the tip. Now there's a familiar voice on the PA system, John Lawrence, who's a longtime arena announcer for high school ball games. He's been doing games here in Troy for many years. Inbounds comes to Lissacatos. She's in the left baseline, right down below me. I'm in the corner, but can see everything very, very well today. 10-6, 3:28 to go. Harpersville up by four. Milner, the spin move against Drummond. The fake, the fall away, it's no good. And the ball is lost off the hands of Aaron Dietzman. Well, Kurt Ahrensbeck in his traditional, or superstitious, if you will, dark blue dress shirt and tie. Assistant coach Jerry Kimmel right by his side. Milner looked at coming in against Drummond. Now there's a switch and Livermore has her. Milner continues to dribble the ball. She does handle it about 80% of the time. From the corner, McConville. Good. So McConville puts in her three-pointer and three shots, 9 points. Kimmel drives down the lane and is the ball is deflected out of bounds. 10-9 the score. The Hornets have geared 10 points with blue-collar work, and Haldane has popped three three-pointers. Freyer's in the left wing on the inbounds pass to Kimmel. Around a screen by Freyer, the shot is up, and it's off the back of the rim. Chased down by Freyer. Nice job. Amanda comes into Drummond. Kicks it over to Livermore. Back out to an open Aaron Dietzman for three. Blocked by Milner, and she recovers her own block. 2:38 to go. We could have our first lead change if Milner passes inside and they make it. No, number 20 is Liz Kettlebuck, and she missed inside. Here comes Kimmel in transition. The stop and pop, and it's good. Emma Kimmel with 7 points. She and Miranda Drummond have all 12 of Haldane's points. Tyrone Seawright's team, probably not used to being behind. They went 8-0 in their league. Harpersville went 11-0 in their league. Milner around a screen, guarded by Freyer, going to drive left on her, elbow jumper, and it's a true jumper, missed, rebound Kettlebuck, right up, back out to Milner. Milner pops it down inside, and Kettlebuck with a basket. Great assist by Milner, drawing the defenders, two of them, up to her, and dumping it down to the open Kettlebuck. There's Drummond from the foul line, and she's got it. Kimmel and Drummond scoring at an even pace. They each have 7, it's 14-11. The 7-0 lead evaporated to all but one. There's Lissacatos with a runner, missed. Kettlebuck with another rebound, missed it. Pulled down by Kimmel, and she gets hit by Kettlebuck while trying to get out of the opposition's paint. Foul will be on Kettlebuck, her first, team's third. Livermore comes out, replaced by Erin Andrews, one of the three seniors on this Harpersville team. She did a terrific defensive job last week when Miranda Drummond was in foul trouble. Now she's playing alongside Drummond as a forward in the offense. Kimmel will go up against Number four, Laura Campbell, who's into the game. Kimmel, triple team to Drummond. Drummond, call for a travel. Now, you have to remember in this game, there are three officials. The one closest to Miranda did not call it. The trail official did. Must have had a better angle. I can't argue with the call. 14-11, 121 to go. Harpersville's led the entire way. Steal by Drummond. Oh, and she tried to whack it off of Milner's leg. Milner got out of the way. It's going to be transition for Haldane, and McConville had a layup, and it slipped out of her hands. Those are the kind of things that happen mysteriously to both sides, typically in Hudson Valley. There's something about this gym and this atmosphere that does make it a little awe-inspiring. If they can shoot well, fine. If not, look out. There's a steal by Milner against Freyer's pass. Drummond gets back on defense and causes a short shot by Milner. Her second shot is no good, and she's fouled. Milner will not stop. Looks like Erin Dietzman picks up her first for Harpersville. Two fouls on Harpersville as a team, and Miranda Drummond certainly has to be careful. She's got one foul already. Milner at the line shooting 71%. She makes that one look easy. The difference for these two teams, Harpersville has not had a shot go in from beyond the three. Haldane's three out of four field goals have all come from behind three. Second shot by Milner, missed it. Here comes Kimmel. Oh, she's got an opening through the double team. Passes off to Drummond. It's no good. Ball is kept alive by Kimmel. Shot is up, and it's off the rim. No good. Chased down into the corner by number 24, Percocello, but stolen right back by Drummond. Out hustled. Kimmel for three. No, off the back of the rim, and it comes way out to nearly half court. So those rainbow threes that Kimmel is used to making, she made about four in a row in the MAC championship game against Bainbridge Guilford, where there was nothing but net. They have not been able to fall for her yet. Milner getting a little denied defense by Drummond just to get open for the inbounds pass. 14-12, we're down to 21 seconds to go. Milner seemingly playing some games with Drummond on the one-on-one. They're going to isolate for her. Here she comes with 10 seconds to go. Double team into the corner. Campbell for three, and it's going to be an air ball. And from behind, going to be a foul, I think, on Percocello, who pushed one of the Harpersville players, I think Amanda Freyer, who had position for the ball. She got pushed by behind, or from behind by Percocello, and that's going to be two on her. And it'll be the first important development. 2 seconds to go. Kill. Excuse me. The end of the quarter without a shot being taken by Harpersville. Kimmel did not see the time on the clock and passed to Drummond. But the Hornets take the first quarter break lead, 14-12. And you are listening to the state, New York State Class C Public High School Girls Basketball Championships on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Aye. I'd like a fillet of fish, please.
Rah! Fillet of fish! Fillet of fish!
You better make that, too.
Let me guess. You want that because of the tartar sauce.
Arr! Arr!
Arr!
Arr!
Next window, please.
Now get two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for $3, or get one Filet-O-Fish and a large fries for $3. That's a bargain. And don't forget a Dr. Pepper. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only. Price of required purchase posted on menu board.
Okay, class, this is for extra credit. You've aced the Angus Third Pounders, mastered the Angus Snack Wraps with one hand. But this is going to kick you in the taste buds. This is the new Chipotle Barbecue Bacon Angus Burger, a sweet, smoky blend of barbecue sauce and chipotle peppers on top of hickory smoked bacon and 100% Angus beef that's going to ring your bell. It's also available in a wrap. But hurry, the clock's ticking on this taste test. The simple joy of the ABCs of flavor. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hardly any of the games here have been barn burners, but we've got one now, 14-12, and I apologize for the cough. Just underway with Harpersville taking from the second quarter possession. Drummond gets a pass from Murray, turned around, and the ball was taken away. Liz Catabox for Haldane almost got the ball taken away from her, but it will be Haldane's first possession of the quarter, And Milner was zipping a pass to the left for Laura Campbell, and it's through her hands and out of bounds. And that's one of those things I keep mentioning about the state Final Four atmosphere. Those things just seem to happen, and they happen to both sides. Kimmel fakes the left-hand three-pointer, and now she'll take it. And there's the three! Anna Kimmel with her first three-pointer. Harpersville gets back up by 5, 17-12, and that makes the Hornet mascot very happy to my right, down on the bleachers. Milner being challenged by Miranda Drummond defensively, and Miranda only has the one foul. She survived the rest of the quarter after getting called early. There's a two-pointer by Milner. Missed. She did not get her own rebound, but Campbell did, only 5 feet tall. Pass inside. Kimmel knocks it away. Starts to dribble out, and Alana McConville came in and challenged Kimmel to get the ball back. And possession arrow will give it to Haldane. Campbell comes out. 12 comes in. I think that's Vanessa Minardi. Again, I am... No, Alana McConville must be 12. And Vanessa Minardi must be 14. And people are going to be hearing this later on WCDORadio.com and going, how come he doesn't know? Well, they have had different numbers shown in the program, and that's why. Should have made sure of my numbers when I was talking about pronunciation. I think now I've reset. 12 is Alana McConville, 14 is Vanessa Minardi. They're both seniors. Minardi must have gotten a lot of playing time in that first quarter. But she didn't touch the ball, so I didn't know it was her if she started or not. Hard to keep track of everything when you're way up on the ledge overlooking the field house and the scoring is all the way down. You just can't, unless you send a kid down there to make sure, and I don't have a kid to do that. 6:50 to go, second quarter, 17-12. Not my problems here. It is my problem to take care of business. And the business down on the court is Liz Milner threw another pass away. So she will give the ball up. She's definitely not a ball hog in the true sense of the word because she leads with assists on this team as well as points. Milner, almost a five-second call, but she gets it out to Sam Lissicatos. Back to Milner, top of the key, drives in on Kimmel. There's the matchup, and there's a steal by Savannah Murray. Murray up ahead to Livermore, knocked away by number 15, and that's Rose Mackey. 6:28 to go. The only points in this quarter, minute and a half's worth, scored by Kimmel. But Dietzman is going to go for three, but it bounces high off the back of the rim. Livermore and Catabox going for it. Livermore comes in just a little bit late, and she gets called for her first foul. There's only one player with two, and that's Erin Percocello for Haldane. She is not on the floor at this time. So a different point guard, which is Lissicatos, gives it off to number 12. That's McConville. Back outside, Milner. Drummond tried for a steal. She gets caught behind the defense, and Catabox off the glass, off the feed. From Milner. First points of the quarter for the Blue Devils. Shot from Drummond from 3 points, no good. Kimmel inside will do Drummond's job and get the offensive rebound and score. She's got a dozen. It's 19-14, 5:40 to go. Driving in, Lissicatos. Again with Savannah Murray Steele. It's 2-on-1. She's got to stop. No, go off to Drummond. Drummond scores. Last second. Pass from Savannah Murray to Miranda Drummond, 21-14, back to the largest lead for the Hornets. It's a timeout with 5:32 to go in the second quarter. Harpersville up by 7. You're listening to State Class C's Final Four girls basketball action on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors. Not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
WCDORadio.com brings you the blogs during the game and then will be available for archived audio shortly after the game. And thanks to our special Harpersville sponsors today, Belden Homes right in Harpersville, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Center Village Market in Harpersville, Ken's Paint Service in Nineveh, Bainbridge Pharmacy, AmeriGas in Sydney, and D&D Trophies in Afton. Back to the action with less than 5.5 to go in the first half. 21-14, Harpersville has led the entire way by as much as 7 like now and by as little as 1. Nice baseline move inside. Looks like a travel will be called on Rose Mackey, number 15 of Haldane. They are playing without one of their co-captains on the court, Erin Percocello. She is in foul trouble, but she's getting up off the bench along with Vanessa Minardi and will be coming in very soon. Livermore, 10-footer right side, spins out. Rebound by Katabox. Steal by Kimmel. Kimmel feeds inside to Livermore for two. Kimmel with a defensive gem. She relied on her teammate Livermore to make the layup, and she did. 23-14, largest lead now is 9 points. But with Milner on the court, a 9-point lead is not safe. Forcing a poor shot by McConville defensively for Harpersville. Nice job. Livermore up ahead off the pass from Kimmel. They transition quickly. Kimmel's at the top of the key. Now she moves left behind the screen. Double team over to Dietzman. Dietzman thought about it. Murray takes it. Shot is blocked right into the hands of Dietzman. Hands it off to Hannah Kimmel. Kimmel avoids one player. Now Dietzman on the right is open. And she scores, but it's a three. It is a three. I thought it was a two, but it's a three. Senior Erin Dietzman. Very capable of hitting that kind of shot. 25-14, another assist for Hannah Kimmel. Milner drives it off the double team. Posts it down low to Katabox. Stolen by Dietzman, but the ball had so much spin on it, it went out of bounds. Dietzman with 28 three-pointers, now 29 on the season. So she's averaging more than one a game and is very capable of hitting three or four in any game. 26-14, a 12-point lead now for Haldane. Pass goes out, and it's short. Looking way back for Milner. Drummond right into her hands. Drummond to the left side for Kimmel. Threw a double team off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Drummond, and she got it shot blocked, and she got bumped at the same time. Recovers the ball. That's what's important. Kimmel. And a 2-3 zone put on right now by the Blue Devils. Shot by Drummond at the foul line. It's good. 11 points for Drummond. They are piercing this zone, and Haldane has done a lot of different things defensively. Driving in is Lissacatos against Livermore. Kaylee holds her ground, and she's got a back out. Left side for Minardi. Launched it high, no good. Lissacatos, very tiny 5'1 freshman, gets the rebound and backs it out into the corner for Mackey. Mackey is going to get her dribble knocked away by Erin Dietzman. Defensively, Harpersville has played splendid basketball. Livermore comes out, replaced by super sub Amanda Frere. I put that nickname on her because she had 10 points in a very crucial role against Odessa Montour. 3-point bomb by Miller, and it's way off. But Lissacatos gets the rebound. It goes out of bounds as she falls to the floor. She lost her footing, and it goes out of bounds. Another one of what I would call that state semifinal kind of play. Lissacatos hustling to get offensive rebounds. Now she gets a steal. It's going to be her against Murray. Misses the layup. Milner for the putback. Milner's first points of the second quarter. 9 points for her, 28-16. Kimmel drives in around Lissacatos and scores. Devil with 14 leads everybody, 30-16. Second time the Harpersville Hornets have led by as much as 14. They're such a strong first half team, and especially second quarter. Milner, 10-footer, making a 15-footer, and it's good. Milner scores on back-to-back trips down the floor, 30-18. Kimmel, cross-court pass to Dietzman, who's wide open. Now Murray for three. She's got it! Savannah Murray joins Erin Dietzman and Hannah Kimmel in the three-pointers club today. 33-18, the largest lead. A 15 for the Hornets. 2:08 to play in the first half. Lissacatos, good ball handler. Kicks it over to Milner, guarded by Drummond. Milner has Drummond go off the feet through the double team. Foul will be called on Erin Dietzman, her second. So with a minute 58 to go, it's the first Harvestville player with more than one foul. Harvestville got to be happy it wasn't Miranda Drummond. It was a double team. And I see Milner has very similar moves to Hannah Kimmel in terms of getting into and drawing double teams and getting by double teams. Fourth team foul for the Hornets. Four team fouls for Haldane. One player each on each side with two fouls. Milner makes the first one. She's 2 for 3. And 12 points in her ledger. Harpersville. There's a miss and a rebound for Savannah Murray. Harpersville leads 33-19. Here comes Murray off to Drummond. A little bit too much giddy up on Savannah Murray's offensive time down the floor. And they probably, Haldane probably thought, well, she's going to stop and give it to Kimmel. Savannah decided to go for it and pass to Drummond. Nice defense on Harpersville's part, forcing about a four-second decision by Mackey to get the ball into Lissacatos. Lissacatos guarded by Frayer. Good matchup there. Frayer holds her ground to the left side for Minardi. Lissacatos, bounce pass inside, stripped away by Kimmel. It's a two-on-one. Kimmel left side hard against Milner. Left-handed layup, no, off the rim. Battle for the ball, it's Milner. Long pass up ahead. She's got to yell down to Minardi. Minardi's runner is no good. Chased into the corner by Mackey. She's on the left corner, back outside. Stolen by Drummond. It's Drummond against Milner. Drummond will not be caught. Well, she was caught. A block by Milner, and Harvestville fans are livid as Milner swept her hand through in a very aggressive block, let's say. Could have easily been a foul. It was not called. Under a minute to play. Milner, a little bit winded. Get her hands on her hips and bend over just a little bit after that play. Now she'll crank for three, and it's good. Oh, she was lulling Harpersville to sleep. Milner with her third three-pointer and 15 points. Still an 11-point lead for the Hornets. Drummond into the right side. Three-point shot. Whoa, way off the mark by Murray. Milner, pass up ahead to Lissacatos. Just keeps it in bounds. 33-22, 30 seconds to go. They cannot play for the last shot, but the Blue Devils will go. Milner to Lissacatos, three-point bomb, air ball. Rebounded by Murray. Murray, going to pass over to the left side for Kimmel. Kimmel, her shot is off the rim, gets her own rebound. 12 seconds to go. They'll play for the last shot. Back inside to Drummond. Drummond is fouled on the entry pass. See who that foul's on. And that's Percocello. That'll be her third. That will be her third foul. Nice pass from Murray inside to Drummond. 7.7 seconds to go. Good substitution by Kurt Ahrensbeck. He's bringing Erin Dietzman out. Erin Dietzman's got two fouls. He puts Haley Livermore back in. Livermore with one foul. 7.7 to go. Inside Kimmel. Appeared to have gotten smothered. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's simply Haldane's ball with 6.4 to go, and the Hornets will put on the press. Inbounds it comes to Minardi. Minardi guarded by Murray. Around back. Milner calling for the ball, and she'll never get it. It was put up by Minardi and missed. So Harpersville does what they do best, score points and hold it on defense, and they've done it. 33-22, they're halfway to making the Class C Final Four championship game, or I just should say the final game. And while we are here, let's do this as we calm down. The rights to our broadcast today have been granted by the New York State Public High School Athletic Association, representing 767 senior high schools across the state of New York and more than 500,000 boys and girls who participate annually in New York State Public High School Athletic Association Incorporated sponsored athletic competition. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without the written consent of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association, Inc. is strictly prohibited. We have that permission, and we will put these games on the archive of WCDO Sports On Demand at WCDOradio.com. So the gym gets quiet for this place, but it's still kind of loud. And we're going to take a break. We'll come back and have the scoring recap, our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. It's all coming up on the State Class C Girls Final Four action on WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Famous Windy Hill Candle Factory buy one get one free jar candle sale is back now until Easter Sunday. Stock up now while the best jar candles available anywhere are buy one get one free. Windy Hill is now carrying blooming buds for your diffusers. Replace those ugly reeds with rose buds in the color of your choice. Windy Hill now offers car air fresheners handmade in our candle factory, available in our top 36 cents. And don't forget about Candyland. Candyland is the largest candy store you have ever seen. Candyland offers all the hard-to-find candies from your childhood. Make your Easter baskets the best on the block. Take I-88 Exit 3, only 6.5 miles past State Park.
Windy Hill Candle Factory cheers on the Harpersville Lady Hornets basketball team and wishes them the best of luck this weekend.
The Eggly Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eggly Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eggly Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eggly family and Eggly Machine Company of Sydney.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at menginsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Harpersville leads Haldane 33-22 in the halftime break here for the Class C semifinals, with the second semifinal to pit Voorheesville and Gananda. And the winner of this game obviously plays the winner of that game tomorrow at 1:45. And if Harpersville remains on top, we will have that game for you live here from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, New York. And our halftime show on WCDO is always brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-4328. That's 563-HEAT. Harpersville has the Kimmel and Drummond Show going full board today. 14 points for Kimmel, including a three-pointer. Miranda Drummond with 11 points. She was able to stay away from foul trouble despite being the main person guarding Liz Milner. Milner leads all scorers with 15. She had a flurry at the end where she had a two, a free throw, and a three-pointer. She's got three on the day. 15 points for Liz Milner. Liz Catabucks off the bench scoring four, and Ilana McConville with three, a three-pointer. So four three-pointers for Haldane, four two-pointers, and they are two for four from the line for their 22 points. Harpersville has spread it out a little bit better. They've got 11 two-pointers, three three-pointers, 19 points, two for two from the line, both on single free throws by Kimmel and Drummond in three-point scoring opportunities. And one of the keys for Harpersville, no doubt, Savannah Murray and Aaron Dietzman hitting wide-open three-pointers. Kimmel with, by my count, four assists that it's helping the situation. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of the second half, and our special sponsors list continues here on WCDO with the Bread and Butter Country Store in Harpersville, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney, the Madden family at Osterout Madden Funeral Home in Harpersville, Henry's Drive-In from Afton, Hawkins Manufactured Housing in Harpersville, and by NBT Bank. We thank them very, very much. We've got another group of about six to read, and it's amazing. I've been here five times now with five different schools. BG in 1999, they lost to Bloomfield in the finals. Bloomfield had a terrific team that year, but so did Bainbridge Guilford. And Sydney at 2002 came up, smothered Tuxedo in their typical fashion in that magical year that they had, setting school records for wins. And then somehow changed totally the complexion the next day against Voorheesville. Voorheesville is back in the state finals this year, but Voorheesville coming up with a win on that Sunday afternoon, I'll never forget. The next year was Afton in 2003, I believe, and then Oxford in 2004. So we lost in the state finals the first two, and then lost in the first round the next two. Harpersville, right now, they are poised to be putting their stamp on a spot in the finals against the winner of Voorheesville and Gananda. So I'll stick around and watch most of that game to see just what the tempo is for those players. Haldane's tempo is a lot like Harpersville, as some of the pregame press was talking about, and Harpersville's been able to match that and then some with an 11-point lead. They led by as much as 15 with a 33-18 lead, and then 4 points at the end by Milner. But she never got to touch the ball in the last 6 seconds. And Harpersville was very happy to know that they had her covered very well. Defensively for Harpersville, they're doing very, very well. Neither team shot a lot of free throws. So will we see that in the second half? We'll have to see. We're going to take another break. Step out. 33-22, Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report with Harpersville leading Haldane in the semifinals of the Class C State Public High School Girls Basketball Championship on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zine Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert Zine Care Associates.
What do these items have in common? Yankee Candles, Webkinz Animals, Willow Tree Angels, Jody Coyote Earrings, Silver Forest Earrings, and Framed Art. Well, they're all on display in one place, Bainbridge Pharmacy at 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge. The Bainbridge Pharmacy expanded gift department also features wind chimes, garden stones. There are gift ideas for every occasion. Bainbridge Pharmacy has a wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and nutritionals. And right now, select Nature's Bounty vitamins are buy one, get one free. Stop by and see what's new at Bainbridge Pharmacy, 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
No scoring since we started the second half. A layup missed by Miranda Drummond, but she's now redeemed herself with a steal. Kimmel behind the back to beat Lissakatos, and traveling on Hannah Kimmel. It's rare that Hannah gets called for a travel. She went behind the back when Lissakatos tried for the steal, and so both teams have come up empty in their first trips down the floor. And then Harpersville with a turnover on top of that. 33-22. We want to thank all of our sponsors today, and we continue on. Harpersville comes to my near side, to my left. Liz Milner and the Haldane Blue Devils to my right. She's got the ball at the top of the key, about 5 feet beyond the arc. She's going to kick it left to McConville, who is number 12. Drives in, a little sloppy off the boards, no good. Ball is batted up once, twice. Drummond has it. Drummond, double team, passes up ahead to Kimmel. It's a two-on-one. Kimmel stop at the foul line to shoot. Misses light, or long, I should say. Drummond with a rebound. Kicks it out to Kimmel. Kimmel guarded by Lissakatos. The matchup that just you just want to see if you're a Harpersville fan. Kimmel posting low, but nope, she stays outside. On the switch with Percocello. Now back out to Murray. Murray. Wide open, Dietzman, left side three, around the rim, no good. Boy, that one almost went in. Rebound pulled down by Rose Mackey, who, along with Liz Milner, Alana McConville, Sam Lissakatos. There's a double dribble called on Lissakatos. And who's the one I'm missing? Yeah, Rose Mackey. So neither team getting off to a fluid start here. And there's a hold going to be called. And I'm not sure if it's on Harpersville or on Haldane. It will be called on Haldane's Rose Mackey. Her first, team's first. Like I said, neither team shot much from the free throw line. Liz Milner, 2 for 4, all that Haldane put on the ledger. 1 for 1 each for Drummond and Kimmel. There's a three-pointer by Livermore, ill-timed or whatever. It hits the left side of the backboard and goes out of bounds. Hornets, of course, with Livermore, Murray, Dietzman, Kimmel, and Drummond. Both teams have done their what I would think would be their normal subbing pattern. Shot by McConville, short, rebound by Livermore. Up ahead to Kimmel, left side, right side rather. High off the glass, yes. Hannah Kimmel with 16. Well, talk about your technology. I just found out after mentioning Bainbridge Guilford's trip to the finals in 1999. Losing to Bloomfield, one of the starters on that team, Kate Phelps, just got married last weekend in Washington, D.C. Milner for a long three, and it's good. Wow, does she have range? Then there's a foul, or a foul's going to be called on Haldane, somebody pushing off. Away from the ball, McConville, and that's her second foul. Well, oh, make that first foul. Looks like Minardi must have gotten the other foul. Okay, we're back. We're on, and Kimmel with a six-footer off the back of the rim. Rebound by Mackey. Haldane staying within 10 right now, thanks to that long three. Milner fakes the shot, passes over to Mackey off the front of the rim. Milner jumped too soon. Here comes Kimmel, outlets to Murray. Fakes the three, goes to Drummond, a little soft shot. It's good, Miranda Drummond with a baker's dozen. Timeout asked for by Mr. Kurt Ahrensbeck, a short timeout, 37-25. Harpersville with 4:47 to go, third quarter. Our special Harpersville sponsors include McDowell & Walker in Afton, Sydney, and Delhi. By McDonald's Restaurant in Sydney. Wilbur National Bank, Feed West Baco of Sydney. Roberts Eye Care Associates in Sydney. And Bestel and Egley Machine Company of Sydney. One thing that will never go away, no. I left after 2005 on a full-time basis from WCDO, and Chris Capello got to do state championships for Sydney football with Dave Keller, and he got to do state championships for Sydney basketball in 2007. I'm back here in 2011. The names have changed. Some coaches have remained the same. Some have changed, obviously. You know, we move on with life. But one thing that will never stop when it comes to local sports on WCDO, the tremendous backing from area businesses. Maybe a third of these businesses are true Harpersville area. The rest are from the Tri-Town area, and we thank them very, very much. We're back to the action, and Lissakatos throws up a prayer from inside, and the best she could hope for was drawing a foul, and she did. Kaylee Livermore is the guilty party on the contact. That's only Harpersville's first foul. They're in their visiting uniforms, Harpersville is, 37-25. Not sure how they determine that. And Lislicatos, who is scoreless so far, comes to the line and misses. Lislicatos this year, 24 for 38, 63%, pretty respectable. As a freshman, she collects herself and gets the second one to go. Her first point of the ballgame. And it's 4:30 to go. Pass inside to Livermore, who was wide open, missed the shot along the baseline. A good pass up ahead, but sometimes those short ones are the hardest one. Milner down underneath to a wide open Mackey, but she misses inside. Ball batted into the hands of Kimmel. By Dietzman, I think. 37-26. Dietzman open for three left side. Got it! Erin Dietzman! She missed her first try early in the game, but she's hit her last two, banning the halftime break. She's got 6 points. It's 40-26. Harpersville by 14. Mackey guarded closely by Dietzman. Now it's Milner. Got to move in on Kimmel. Nice move and off the glass. Good. Milner beats Kimmel to the bucket. 20 points for Milner. Drummond to Dietzman. The same spot she hit the three, but she'll pass it back to Murray. Harpersville goes to Kimmel. Around a screen by Livermore. Hannah backs it out. Goes to Drummond. High post. Drummond goes back out. She has not made a three-pointer all year. He tried one earlier. I'm not sure why. Kimmel dabbing in there with her hand is Lissicato. She broke the ball up. And there's people on the floor, but no call anywhere. Shot clock's got to be getting down. Milner will come up with a block and hold on just a minute. The referee is not going to let that all happen. I think it's a shot clock violation. But the Harpersville Hornets were very confused on the court. A couple of girls got knocked over for both teams, and everybody's looking around for the officials for a whistle. There was no whistle, so you just play on. Very confusing time, and Hal Dane is the beneficiary of that confusion. But they are down by 12, 3:04 to play third quarter. 40-28, Harpersville has led by as much as 15 and by as little as 1 at 10-9. Kimmel guarding Milner one-on-one, and Milner cannot penetrate. Shot, three-pointer, up and over. Looks like Plinko from the Price is Right coming back down on the other side of that backboard. And these backboards do light up, by the way, so we've got state-of-the-art equipment. Harpersville on the turnover. Kimmel floats a pass to Freyer, who's in the game. Three-pointer for Dietzman, not this time. Rebound Milner. And a possession error as Miranda Drummond comes in from behind, risking a second foul. But she had enough of the basketball to warrant the possession arrow, which again will be in favor of Hal Dane. Kimmel knocks the ball away from Milner in the deep corner. Milner makes it up the court. Kimmel again tries for the steal, but Milner protects the ball well enough. She didn't have it cleanly, but she had it well enough. Two Division I players matched up right now. Milner going to Fordham. Kimmel to Sacred Heart. Milner can't get the pass back because Kimmel knocks it out of bounds. Vanessa Minardi will inbound the ball, guarded by Savannah Murray. 40-28, 2:17 to go. Lissicatos gets away from Frayer, puts one up way off the backboard, gets her own rebound somehow, and then again lost her footing. She's been on that floor more than anybody, and the ball is turned over to Harpersville, much to her chagrin because she had the hands out going, I didn't hit it last. Kimmel up the floor. Nobody takes her till Lissicatos picks her up. We're on a screen by Drummond. Driving in and shooting and scoring. Hannah Kimmel doing what she does best. She's got 18 points. And the better supporting cast today with Drummond with 13. Murray and Dietzman combining for 3 three-pointers. All the way up, Minardi. Called for a travel. She put the brakes on and had no one to throw to. Here comes another timeout on the floor. 1:50 to go, third quarter. Harpersville fans are standing. Their team leads 42-28. Section 4 versus Section 1. It's the state Class C semifinal action. Girls basketball on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. And third quarter, 1 minute, 48 seconds to go in that. And a shot by Kimmel is blocked by Milner, and the reciprocation by Ms. Kimmel leads the officials to call her for her first foul. Fouls are very scant. 2 and 2. They're letting the girls play, and why not? They're very equally aggressive. They're equally fast. They're equally talented. But Harpersville right now leads 42-28. Milner going against Kimmel. Kimmel with a steal. Picked her pocket. The ball kind of hung there for a while. Kimmel in transition, spins out with her shot. Milner trying to keep the ball alive, so is Savannah Murray, but little Savannah gets up there. And somehow it became Harpersville's ball. I thought it was Milner's all the way. She sits down, gets a drink of water. Livermore, her replacement, comes right in, goes to Kimmel. She's open, left side, baseline three, no good. Rebound Drummond, nope, the ball is loose. It'll be Minardi. Vanessa Minardi seeing a lot of time off the bench for Haldane's coach Tyrone Seawright. Here comes Lissacatos driving through, pierces the defense and scores. What a play by the freshman. Coach Seawright might be saying, what took you so long to get down through there? Nobody could figure that drive out. And Lissacatos pushing Kimmel on the other side in Harpersville's possession. And that'll be her first and the team's third. 50.1 seconds left. 42-30, Harpersville by 12. Voorheesville and Gananda watching this game very closely, I'm sure. Just like the winner of this game will watch their game very closely. Kimmel, guarded by Lissacatos. Open is Dietzman, three-pointer left side. No, off the rim. Drummond with a putback. Oh, it spins out. Frustration. Good putback by the freshman Miranda Drummond. Milner goes for that long three, and it's off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Amanda Freyer. The Hornets super sub comes up with a big defensive play to Dietzman on the left corner. Oh, Drummond wasn't ready for the entry pass, and it goes right into the hands of Aaron Percocello. 8 seconds to go. Big possession here for both teams. Milner goes down low for Percocello, and it's off her hands, and that's the second time toward the end of a quarter that Liz Milner has thrown the ball looking for a better opportunity for a teammate to score underneath and has come up empty both times. 2.9 seconds to go. It's just a matter of getting the ball inbounded. Steal by Milner. She cranks it for three or from half court and almost hits it. It would not have counted. 42-30 is our score. Harpersville leads by 12. We've still got 8 minutes to go, folks. It's going to be a barn burner, I'm sure. Stick around. It's the Class C Girls State Semifinal action from Troy, New York, Hudson Valley Community College, to be specific. And you're catching it live on your local sports leader, WCDL.
This is the time of year that it's sometimes warm and sometimes cold. You might need furnace repair, or you might be thinking about installing a central air conditioning unit for the summer. Either way, it's time to call Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Kurt can install, service, or repair furnaces, boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and home repairs too. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
At Wilbur National Bank, our customers say service is what matters most. That's why we believe that good business is more about people than about numbers. So from your first checking account till the time you join our Gold Club, you'll always get the service we've built our reputation on. Does that make us a different kind of bank? For over 130 years, our customers have believed yes.
Bank on our good
Wilbur National Bank.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we missed the beginning of the third quarter, but luckily for us, no points were scored. We are not going to miss the beginning of the fourth quarter. Hannah Kimmel and Harpersville taking possession. A pass floated over for Aaron Dietzman. Kaylee Livermore tries from the baseline, misses. Drummond rebounds, gets it in a better position to score on the putback. Drummond with a terrific play. You got to look down and go, freshman, are you kidding me? Just like Sam Lissacatos for Haldane. The way she's dribbling the ball and getting it away from everybody and penetrating, you're going, freshman, are you serious? She's going to do it again! And it's in! Talk about good timing with the announcement. Wow, Lissacatos going solo on that one. She scored two on drives. Kimmel inside a double team, and a blocking call will stop the clock with 7:17 to go. Harpersville up by 12, 44-32. Miranda Drummond got the miss on, just picture if you're looking up at the basket to the right side underneath the backboard on that corner. She faked going up right, turned around to her left, and there she was all alone. Great play. Lissacatos on the other end, getting around the screen and then cutting through a double team for a layup. I'm impressed with these freshmen. All right, Kimmel makes the first free throw. And the second one is off the back of the rim. First miss by the Hornets. They're only 3-for-4 in this game. And the Haldane Blue Devils are only 3-for-6. This game is not going to be won at the line, my friend. It's 45-32. Lissacatos guarded by Frere. Again through the double team. Again with a basket. She is on fire. A little magician with a basketball. 45-34, 6:48 to play. Harpersville has to look at Milner, obviously, but now they got to start looking at Lissacatos. Drummond fakes the three-point shot to Kimmel outside Frere. It's short. Rebounded by Drummond. Drummond, smart thing to kick it back out. You did not force a shot. Dietzman for three. No, off the back of the rim. Rebound by Minardi. Well, Haldane could get inside of 10 points with this. Lissacatos faking the shot from the left side. Back out to Milner. Milner has not scored in a bit. She's got a game-high 20 points. Milner dumps it inside off of Kimmel or Drummond. Doesn't matter. It's going to be Haldane's ball. Savannah Murray comes in for Amanda Frere. Amanda's done the job defensively. Hasn't been able to get a shot to fall. 45-34, 6:11 to go. Harpersville's led the entire way. Milner, long pass up top. Right back to Milner, open for three, and it's short. Ball comes out. Who's got it? Kimmel beats Lissacatos. No, it's Murray to Drummond. Layup is good. Miranda Drummond with 17, but Savannah Murray made that play happen. Long pass up ahead to Katabuck. She missed the layup. The ball squirts free. And it's Minardi to Milner, wide open for three. Now it's short. And a ball comes back out to Milner, who never bothered to follow her shot. Do we give her credit for that rebound statistically? I don't know. She stood there, and came out to her. Three-pointer put up and missed by Minardi. Rebounded by Livermore. Pass up ahead to Drummond. She gets Milner out of position. Stops, fakes, and gives it to Kimmel. Yes! Kimmel now with game-high honors of 21. 49-34. It's the largest lead again for Harpersville in the second half. And a full timeout by Harpersville. 5:21 to go. Step away for a moment. It's Section 4 versus Section 1. It's the state semifinal Class C girls basketball semifinal on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
We're back, and the Haldane Blue Devils have a 15-point mountain to climb, but plenty of time to climb back up with their offensive explosiveness, with the two girls handling the ball most of the time. Sam Lisicatos for Haldane, who's got 7 points in the second half, and this girl, Liz Milner, who makes a running shot in between a double team and missed it. She was, for the one of the few times, off balance, and a very awkward shot. Savannah Murray for three, and it clunks off the back of the rim. A lot of the shots for Harpersville today have gone long, and it could have something to do with the bleachers behind these backboards for the depth perception, much like the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. Milner driving in on Kimmel. The stop, the pop, the fake and the pop, I should say, and Kimmel wins that war. Drummond up ahead to Kimmel. 3-point left side. Swish! So Kimmel, tested by a Division I player, one of the rare times in her high school career, she won it defensively. She came back and won it offensively with a three-pointer. This is the largest lead, 19 points. Three-pointer put up and missed by Lisicatos. Kimmel brings the ball up on a trot. Around a screen by Drummond. Three-pointer again for Kimmel. Oh, spins out. I think she felt like she was in the groove and could make it. She did not. Milner comes up the floor. Kimmel waits for her. Milner backing in. She stops. She goes up. Shot. A block shot, but a foul. Looks like the hand got the ball, but the hip might have gotten the hip. So it's something I'm sure Liz Milner is used to doing. Kimmel now with two fouls. There are three players for Harpersville with two fouls each, but it's only the third foul in the half for the Hornets. And Milner makes her first point of the fourth quarter, and she's got 21 points. She and Kimmel, predictably, high scores for their team. Aaron Dietzman checks back into the ballgame for Kaylee Livermore. Tyrone Seawright hardly ever sits down on his side. A very active coach. Milner's second shot is short. Rebounded by Kimmel. Kimmel pushed on the way up the floor, I think, by Laura Campbell. Yep. Laura Campbell, a senior, just into the game. All right. So with 3:38 to go, Hornets up by 17, 52-35. Murray goes behind the back, beats Lisicatos. Shot whizzes into the press area on the opposite side by Milner. Well, that was certainly a height mismatch. Murray had it going on, and then Milner brought her back to reality with that block. Savannah, not going to give up. Three-pointer by Dietzman on the right side. Swish! Kurt Ehrensbeck gets him up off the ground with a whoosh. Aaron Dietzman with three three-pointers. The senior shows leadership. 55-35 in the largest lead. Now is 20. Three-pointer by Lisicatos misses. Rebounded by Drummond. Drummond leads the break. Drummond stops at the foul line. Milner tried to block a shot that never was. But now a foul will be called, I think, on Milner. Let's see. I think so, yep. Or no, I take that back. Rose Mackey, number 15, her second. 55-35. It's a non-shooting foul. Harpersville will inbound. They stack two at the foul line, but the inbounds pass comes to Emily McElwain. Goes inside to Kimmel. Her shot misses. Rebounded by Kettabucks, the 5'10 sophomore. A lot of height on this team for Haldane, but you wouldn't know it. The way that Harpersville has kept up with the rebounding. A runner by Milner, guarded by Kimmel. And now we got a situation on our hands because Hannah Kimmel has been called for her third foul, and I think that might be what Tyrone Seawright is looking to do. Let's try to get the main player for Harpersville in foul trouble and get Milner to the line. Milner has made one, missed one, made one, missed one, made one, missed one, and she's made one. She's 4 for 7 and 5 for 8. He breaks the trend and Scott 23 points. Kimmel leads everybody with 24. Here comes Drummond coast to coast, but misses short on the layup. Oh my goodness, that one would have put, that would have been a backbreaker for the defense of Haldane to break down that much that Drummond went through everybody, but she missed the layup. Lissakatos for three, swish. Damn Lissakatos. 10 points in the second half and a timeout asked for by Coach Seawright. 2:25 left in this ballgame. A full timeout, 55-40. Harpersville by 15, but it's still a nail-biter. Stick around. More action from the state's Final Four on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is pleased to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Check out their website 24/7/365 for over 130 cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from. Every vehicle comes with the Forever Advantage program and is backed by our state-of-the-art service department. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, online at butlerautosales.com or call 563-1522. It's a name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Emily McElwain will take the ball out for the Hornets. McElwain's first action today, 5'8 junior. And the inbound will come to Miranda Drummond as Kimmel is double teamed. Drummond up the floor. Up, lost control of it, but it goes right into the hands of Aaron Andrews. Andrews trying to weave a pass inside of Kimmel. It's not the greatest pass, and sure enough, it's a turnover to Haldane. Lissakatos going wide open inside for the two-pointer. Missed by Mackey, and that's a big miss. She called for the ball and had it. But again, these times where nerves really get tested, missed it on the turnaround. 55-40, 2:04 to go. Miranda Drummond knows about that. She just missed a layup after getting through all five defenders. Lissakatos, who's she going to go to? Way up top? No, Drummond steals the pass away from what would have been Milner. And then coming in, Laura Campbell steals the pass that was intended for Hannah Kimmel. What a little firebug there. From the right side, Lissakatos comes up flat on the shot, three-pointer. Pass up ahead to Drummond. Drummond right down inside to Dietzman, right back outside to Kimmel with a minute 42 to go, and they'll take some time off the clock. 17 on the shot clock. First time I even mentioned the shot clock. There was one violation on Harpersville shot clock before, but that's because there was a lot of contact and confusion. Kimmel over to the left side for Dietzman, back out to Kimmel. 5 on the shot clock. Kimmel will drive in and puts it up, and it's fouled. Well, Anna didn't have a whole lot of options with 2 seconds on the shot clock. But the foul will be on Rose Mackey, her third. So nobody in foul trouble at this point. Well, Kimmel has 3 for Harpersville. Percocello and Mackey both with 3 for Haldane. And Kimmel makes the free throw. Anna is 3 for 4 now. And it looks like subs for Coach Seawright with a minute 21 and down by 16. Looks like he's going to bring out all of his players. So the sportsmanship thing to do for Kurt Ahrensbeck is to do the same thing. One of those accepted practices that you got to respect Coach Tyrone Seawright. With a minute 21 to go, Kimmel spins out with a next shot. He'll be game high scorer with 25. Unless she probably will come out of the game in a second. A minute 13 to go. Number 5 is Brownwin Sandoval. And she's got the ball on the right side. Now it's 44, and we don't have a player's name for that. I believe it's Jessica Harrison. She was listed as 46 in the program. Shot from behind the backboard. And this is definitely mop-up time. Kimmel will now come out with 25 points. 7 in the fourth quarter. A handful of assists. And they know with the hugs on the sidelines that Harvardsville will play tomorrow. The inbounds pass comes in. Sandoval to Harrison. Thrown up from the left side, missed. An offensive rebound for Kelly Schofield. And it looks like Kelsey Schofield, who is a sophomore, will get into the box score. As number one, Marcy Ritter gets called for her first foul. Two shots, first shot no good for Schofield. Marcy Ritter, Mackenzie Townsend. Let's see, 13 is Linnea Congdon. Hard to tell. It looks like Jade Niles is also out there. And the shot is good. And the one I have not spotted. Oh, Emily McElwain. All right. So scoring, Schofield comes off, replaced by number 10, and we don't have that number either. So it's somewhere where uniform numbers should never be in question. Haldane has made me go crazy with their numbers, or lack thereof. The 56-41, Harpersville by 15. Final 30 seconds of play. McElwain nearly got a steal. Ball is kept alive by the other number 10. Inside. Missed on the shot by number 21. We don't have a 21. Oh, that's just great. McElwain for three. Swish! Hey, Emily McElwain! Makes this Harpersville crowd erupt. 59-41. Almost a steal by McElwain and a three. Nope, they're going to wave that off. And the final seconds tick off, and Harpersville will go to tomorrow's championship ballgame against the winner of the next game, Voorheesville and Gananda, by the count of 59-41. Once again, Harpersville takes a team that's got a superstar Division I caliber player, and in this case, a Division I bound player, and makes her work for every point, shuts down the rest, and plays team ball. That has been their formula for success, and they have kept it going for yet another game as they up their record to 23-1 and will set foot back here on this court at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon in quest of their first ever Class C State Girls Basketball Championship. They've got a couple of softball championships to hang their hats on, but this one is the dream come true that is, a game away from being a dream come true. So 59-41 the final. We'll hear from some of the sponsors we were unable to get into, plus our postgame sponsors, giving the extra chance here to total everything up. And maybe if they remember, the Harpersville folks, I'll get a couple of interviews in. I'm not sure about that, can't guarantee it. But one thing's for sure and can be guaranteed, and that's Harpersville wins today 59-41 against the Haldane Blue Devils. So we'll be back with that recap and our postgame awards. It's coming up on the State Class C Final Four basketball action from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, live on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. And for 89 years, Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
At NBT Bank, we understand that when it comes to home equity, people want straight talk and a fair deal. So here it is, straight up. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a six-month introductory rate of 1% APR. Great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first, every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This has been quite an entertaining day. And I've had this feeling before, 1999 with the BG Lady Bobcats, with Courtney Mattingly and Katie Phelps and Mary Gifford and Jen Winchester and Kim Beamer and all that crew, Danielle Wynn, there's a bunch of them I can still remember to this day wearing those white throwback t-shirt kind of things. And they destroyed the first team and with 30 points for Mattingly, and then the next day they came back and came up against a real big challenge in Bloomfield, and it was a tough game throughout, and Bloomfield wound up winning that game. In 2002, it was Sydney destroying Tuxedo in the first round. They were excited. They came back, and everything they did right the day before and all the games before that suddenly took a different spin, and Voorheesville wound up surviving that game and making Sydney a very frustrated long ride home, I remember. But those were the two finals that I have covered for girls basketball. Of course, I go back to 1992 when Sydney girls made the first trip for Section 4 small schools in the final, in the old Sus League, when they played the games at Queensbury, and they lost to Cambridge High School, who wound up losing that year to Poughkeepsie Our Lady of Lourdes. So that whole trail. But then my last two experiences up here were first-round semifinal defeats for Afton and Oxford. But it remains that Harpersville wins and goes to the next round, which is the final round, their final chance to be on the court together in quest of a New York State Class C championship. And our postgame show on WCDL is brought to you by NBT Bank. At NBT Bank, you're never far from the star that stands for personal and powerful community banking. Reach for your star with NBT Bank, member FDIC. And by Meng Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Central New York community for more than 100 years, Meng proudly supports local sports on WCDL. Well, let's go through the scoring recap first of all. And that's going to be pretty easy to do. There were not a lot of individuals scoring points. There were a lot of individuals scoring a lot of points. Haldane Blue Devils came in with a record of 18-3 and a league record of 8-0. They had been Section 1 champs 20 times, been to the finals four, five different years. Today, they succumbed to the high-powered offense and defense of the Harpersville Lady Hornets. They were led, of course, by Liz Milner, who was on her way to Fordham University, plays her final scholastic game by leading her team with 23 points. She made 4 3-pointers and went 5-for-8 from the free throw line. But in the fourth quarter, the quarter that they needed to score points, the defense, Anna Kimmel especially, held Milner to just 3-for-4 from the free throw line. And that was a big key. She had 15 in the first half, just 8 in the second half, 23 points total, but still a fine ball player, and it was a lot of fun to see Milner and Kimmel matching up. And who knows, Fordham and Sacred Heart just might play somewhere down the line in collegiate action, so they could meet up with each other again. It wasn't that way to begin with. Miranda Drummond was mostly guarding Milner, and while Milner got her points, nobody else really did for Haldane, and I'll explain that as Sam Lissacato scored 10 points in the second half. She hit three two-pointers, and two of those baskets were just penetrating right through the defense of Harborsville, like butter on toast, I guess you'd say. But showed a lot of grit for a freshman. She scored a three-pointer to end her freshman season, scoring 10 points, and she will certainly be a leader on next year's ball club. And then after that, it was a three-pointer for Alana McConville, and two baskets off the bench and on putbacks by Liz Kettebux, 5'10 sophomore. A lot of height on this team, but Harborsville was able to neutralize that height and their offensive rebound capabilities. But still, Kettebux found her way for two putbacks and 41 points, well below Haldane's average of 49.2 points per ball game. So they had 8 2-pointers, 6 3-pointers, 7 for 12 from the line, 41 points for Haldane. 12, 10, 8, and 11 for the quarter breakdown. For the Harpersville Lady Hornets, they got out to that 7-0 lead. They held on at 10-9, extended the lead at first quarter break to 14-12, made it 33-22 at halftime. The third quarter was a chess match. They outscored Haldane 9-8 in that quarter to make it a 12-point lead. And then in the final quarter, scored 17, the win going away again, 59-41. They led by as much as 20 points and settled in for that 18-point victory. So they were led by Hannah Kimmel, again, no surprise, 8 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, 3 for 5 from the line, 25 points. Miranda Drummond, a strong first half, 11 of her 17 coming in the first half, 17 points altogether, 1 for 1 from the line. That was on a 3-point play, 8 field goals for her. So the 42 points combined between Kimmel and Drummond outscored Haldane as a team by 1. After that, what can you say about senior Aaron Dietzman? Number 3 on the uniform, and she was number 3 on the court with hitting 3 3-pointers. That was a big springboard for Harborsville to stay in the lead and to extend their lead, especially in the second half. She finishes with those 9 points. Savannah Murray hit a three right after Dietzman did, right before Dietzman did. And so she finishes with 3. Did a nice job defensively, by the way. 2 points for Kaylee Livermore and Miranda Drummond, as we said, 17. I think that's it. 59 points. And I don't want to forget, I'm sorry, Kelsey Schofield, sophomore for Haldane, with 1 point, 1 for 2 from the line late. So Harpersville, 16 two-pointers, 7 3-pointers, 4 for 6 from the line, 59 points. And Harpersville started out in the first quarter with no three-pointers. They tried their share of them, didn't make any of them. They were able to get 3 in the second quarter, which was certainly an extension of what they wanted to do, and that helped get their lead out there and continue it. So the next two teams are coming on the floor. I'll get the sticker out and watch this, but we can't leave here without saying our awards. Our NVT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is going to go to Hannah Kimmel, finishing with a game high of 25 points. And defensively, I think I'm going to go with Savannah Murray. Although Kimmel and Drummond both combined to challenge Liz Milner to get those 23 points that she got, I think Savannah Murray's defense was certainly certainly a complementary force for what Coach Ernsbeck was hoping to do in this ball game. I don't think those girls are going to come up and see me today, or Coach E, so I'll just kind of drift into the sunset here, and it's 59-41, the final score, Harpersville over Haldane in the State Class C semifinals. Our thanks once again to Egley Machine Company of Sydney, Roberts Eye Care of Sydney and Vestal, Mead West Daco of Sydney, Wilbur National Bank, McDonald's Restaurant of Sydney, McDowell and Walker in Afton, Sydney and Delhi, NBT Bank, Hawkins Homes of Harpersville, Henry's Drive-In in Afton, the Madden Family at Osterout, Madden Funeral Home of Harpersville, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, the Bread and Butter Country Store in Harpersville, D&D Trophies of Afton, Amerigas in Sydney, the Bainbridge Pharmacy, Kent's Paint Service of Nineveh, Center Village Market in Harpersville, the Amphenol Corporation in Sydney, Belden Mobile, used to be Mobile Homes, Belden Homes of Harpersville. Tells you how old I am. Sydney Federal Credit Union, 88 BC Building Supply of Nineveh, the River Club Restaurant of Afton, Taxmaster in Afton and Bainbridge, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, and Beagle's Plumbing and Heating in Harpersville. We will have news up on the website, WCDOradio.com, to tell you who the final opponent will be for Harpersville in this season. And as both teams here meeting at half court, getting ready to see who will play Harpersville in the state Class C championship game tomorrow at 1:45. WCDOradio.com. You can either click on the sports logo to get some of the stats and information there, the award winners, or as well as you can put WCDO Sports On Demand. This game will be made available through Joe Gardner and his techno tricks very, very shortly. And he'll be with us tomorrow engineering today's game. He'll be back tomorrow engineering tomorrow's game as well. And it should be a fun time because there's nothing like a public high school state championship ball game in New York State to get your adrenaline flowing on the weekends. All right, so glad that you listened in. Thank you to our special sponsors. This game will be up for all time on the archives, WCDO Sports On Demand. And from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, New York, this is Greg Davey wishing you all a happy afternoon. The final score once again, Harpersville 59 and Haldane 41. See you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.